Today on Once Upon a Time, we talk about death. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sigh.
Every town.
Oh. Blake, you're killing me.
Has its ups and downs.
No. No, just no.
Sometimes ups.
Hello, Oncers. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We're doing the episode Last Rites.
Last Rites.
I can't handle this right now.
Oh no, my song choice was too much. It was too much to handle.
As you can tell, I'm actually very emotionally distraught right now, so Blake, introduce yourself.
All right, hi everyone. I am Blake McIver. And this is Marissa Serafini. You can follow me at Blake McIver, and you can follow Marissa at Serafini TV, correct?
Yes. I don't know if I should be leading this episode, but...
It's okay.
Okay, Last Rites. What were your thoughts?
I mean, overall thoughts were kind of your face says it all. She's crying for those of you who are listening and not watching.
I'm emotional. The Kleenex box is over there. I might have to grab it.
We might have to go get it for you. Yeah, no, it was a tragedy. It was a tragedy in three parts.
I literally have words, but yet I'm rendered speechless.
Right.
I really don't know what to say. But other than it was I don't want to say it was a great episode because they killed Robin.
They done you wrong.
They did Regina wrong.
They did.
Like, oh man, we'll get into it, but
yes.
I'm trying to collect myself.
Your thoughts.
So bear with me. I'm sure I'm not the only one like this right now. But Outlaw Queen, we got it. But then yet they took it away from us. They literally ripped it away from us. Which is so mean, Oncers. So mean. I can't. I literally can't. Okay. I'm good. And collect yourself. Okay.
There we go.
Let's start with... Oh my goodness, Arthur comes back.
Arthur, the return of the dashing King Arthur.
Yes. Were you happy to see him?
I was happy to see him. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
we see he's on his, you know, he's trying to escape. He's still like that shady man that we all know.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's not a good guy particularly, but at least he's aware at this point. At least he's self-aware enough to know, I'm a bad king.
Mm-hmm. But what did you think of Hades snapping his neck?
I mean, I was pretty certain that, like, that just meant, okay, you're going right to the underworld. Like, do not pass go, do not collect 200 coins.
Yeah. I was more taken by, like, the whole neck snapping sound effect, which is always the worst sound you could possibly hear.
It was, and since we watched the show in closed caption, when it literally made that sound and says, neck snaps. It's aggressive.
Yeah, it was very ill.
Dear Hades, there are other ways.
No, but I think that was very much in the Hades vein.
Yes. Well, we needed to know that he has truly reached the evil place.
Yeah, but that pretty much sends, literally, like you said, that sends him straight down to Underworld, which, of course, he's still in Underworld, is Hook.
Yeah.
Just hanging out
at Blind Witch's Diner.
Yeah. I love how it's not Granny's, it's Blind Witch's.
Well.
Not yet.
There's more.
Granny's sticking around, you guys.
Yeah.
But what did you think of this unlikely... bromance
stubble
pairing.
Sandwich, I think is what I'll follow Cruella's lead and call it the stubble sandwich.
It's amazing.
Because that kind of gave me life. Blind Witch called it a bromance.
Bromance, yes.
I was here for it. I have to say I was here for it.
I knew it smelled the bromance.
Two dashing men just doing dashing things. I'm into it. That's kind of great.
Right. I love how Cruella was like, seriously, back up. Like, what is happening
like,
right
let
now?
Let me take this all in.
This is all...
I would probably have been the same way. Like, and I definitely would have been having a martini at Blind Witch's.
I think Cruella was already drinking her gin.
She was. It was good. Straight up.
But yeah, they realized that they have to find... Hook wants to find the weakness between Hades.
Yes.
Because
all gods do have a weakness.
Yes. And so that sends them on a quest, quote unquote, because Arthur, it's always a quest. When you go on a mission, it's a quest instead.
Yeah.
But that sends them to try to find the book. And of course, I found it was way too simple how they knew where the book was going to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cruella was just there with the information just very easily.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, yeah, I put it in the River of Souls, love. But that I thought that was going to be a lot more difficult than it was, because the river is kind of huge and there's...
Well, they had their challenge.
Yeah, I mean, they did. They had their one demon that...
Two. Or was it the same one?
I don't know. Maybe it was two, because he did zap it. I think it was, I think you're right.
One,
it was two.
And I think another one just, like, came out of the blue.
Yeah, it was two.
But I think it was actually before that they had they went to go search for the pages. And they realized it was in the throne.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I skipped
Again,
ahead.
Again, that was still a little too simple.
Yeah. Just, oh, you know, King Arthur, when I needed to do shady things, I kept it in my throne.
Yeah.
I'm like, creepy.
Somewhere
okay, sir,
where,
you're creepy.
Like, no one would touch.
Did Guinevere know about this?
Right. Like, what crazy nefarious things are you hiding in your throne? Not that we'll ever find out.
I don't want to know.
But, yeah, that sends the pages... No, well, they get the pages and then sends them to that secondary lair of Hades. And then they get the book, have to fight off those
the two
spirits.
Demon spirits.
Mm-hmm. But then they kind of, Hook figures out a way to get the pages or like up to Emma.
Right. It was like as soon as Hook had the book in his hands with the loose pages... They somehow existed
together.
In both realms.
Yeah, I think he probably, like, put it together in the book, which kind of, like, transcended itself up to the real storybook. And then how Emma got it. It was so Book of Shadows Charmed reference, how it just opened conveniently to the exact page that they needed during a time of desperate need.
Right, even when she tried to put it away.
In Charmed in the Book of Shadows. That was the magic of the Book of Shadows. But, yeah. Again, I thought this was too simple.
Yeah, it was. We were expected to go with a lot there. Like, we were just like expected to accept that, oh, yeah, sure. As soon as he married the pages with the book, Emma would see them and all of that. Like, what was that magic? Was that the author's magic? Was that the quill's magic?
Or was that
questions?
The magic of the underworld verse storybook? I have a lot of questions, guys. A lot happened in this episode.
So much.
And I'm just emotionally all over the place that I can't think straight.
I get it.
But then we see so they had that moment, and then Hook, because he actually helped Emma during this, his kind of unfinished business, he passes on.
Yeah.
To heaven. But we actually get to see what was beyond. Where, you know, we always see people go into, like, their happy place.
Right. Basically. Yeah.
But we actually get to see Hook's, you know, entering of his world. And
right.
And then we see Zeus.
Which was a colonnade with Zeus at the end of it. And not a Zeus that we expected.
No.
Not a big bearded Santa Claus looking Zeus
Did
with
you
large
like
pectorals.
Him?
Yeah. A cute young twinkish Zeus. I was not mad at it. He was precious, but I was like, it was just odd to me because I was like.
It was odd to me, too. I think because you and I are so conditioned to the Disney animation
of
Hercules.
Yeah, we stand hard for Hercules.
We expected a burly man.
Big guy. We expected King Triton with legs.
Yeah, with like Rip Torn's voice.
Son.
I kind of wanted that.
Yeah.
But yet,
instead
this
we
is
got
Once Upon a Time. I find
a handsome, strapping young lad.
I know. I find it amazing how Once Upon a Time, they cast all these iconic characters, quote-unquote, for us and people who grew up with the stories and movies and whatever, and yet they always seem like complete opposite of what they should be.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Hades has been the closest to
pretty much
animation than many
true.
Of our characters.
But I feel like for Zeus, not just, you know... the movie, but just like the lore itself of
Zeus.
Yeah,
just
like,
Greek mythology in general.
He is a very big presence, physically presence, and like he commanded a dominating presence.
Yeah.
And this character, once, I didn't see that.
Well, and even when you go back to like Grecian art, Zeus is always depicted with like a large beard and the, you know.
Yeah.
Like the big hair, the big Greek hair.
Very statuesque, burly man.
Yeah. And older. Much older.
Much older.
Always.
With probably way more life experience.
Yeah.
But
oh well.
But I mean,
cute Zeus was cute.
I think the location they were in, I was like, it was pretty cool. It's with those columns.
Oh, yeah.
And whatnot. But then pretty much Zeus is like, hey, you helped Emma and whatnot. I'm here to lead you wherever you may go. And apparently it sends Hook back to Emma.
Back to Storybrooke.
Back to Storybrooke because he did what he needed to do and he got a second chance.
Yeah, Zeus gave him a second chance. I did like this. I did. I don't know if I bought it 100%, but I liked it. We got us to the resolve we needed. You know? And they were sweet at the end.
Yeah. Because this was after everything that went down, you guys. We'll get to it, trust me. But I just forgot the fact that I had to keep writing notes
just sort for of the blocked rest it. Of the episode. You're like, so. Oh, Emma got a happy ending. Good for her.
Good for her.
It was nice, though, to see that because we've been waiting for so many weeks for them to be back together. So it was lovely.
Yeah, and that took forever. And yet, the one episode with Outlaw Queen that we haven't had in forever, they took it away faster than it was, but...
Ripped from us. All right, well, that's our next topic. Right?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so we're in Storybrooke, and Zelina and Hades, of course, they're back together. Banding up in the Storybrooke, but the rest of the Charmings are after Hades. They're doing research in the library,
right?
And they're trying to find the weakness, and that's where weakness of Hades, and that's where they realize, oh hey, the Olympian crystal. Did you like the Olympian crystal? How that played into the story?
Yeah, because I liked it. I honestly wasn't convinced of it until we saw it in the book, and then I was like seeing it in Zeus's hand like a lightning bolt. I was like, oh, okay, all right, I can buy that. Like the lightning bolts are the magical crystals of Olympus. Like, okay, right. It's a stretch, but I'm with it.
I like that too. I immediately thought Zeus's lightning bolts, and then the fact that it represented lightning. I was like, okay, it's a physical difference, but Hades version.
Right. Exactly.
Cool. So I like
that. I could buy it.
They use that element. But what did you think of Regina trying to help Zelina with Hades, her Hades problem, quote unquote?
Yeah.
Did you like this logic?
My problem is I don't think there's enough logic there. And I never want to go against Regina's better judgment. However, right. I kind of thought Robin had a point in their little tiff of when he said to her, well, you deserved a second chance. She doesn't necessarily.
Yeah.
Even though he went back on that later in the episode. Yeah. I kind of agreed with him in their little spat early in the episode. I was kind of like, that's a real fight right there. That's a real couple's fight.
I thought that too. I was like,
I think I wrote down lover's quarrel. I did.
I thought the exact same way. Like, you and I are usually on the same page. But I was like, this was a real argument between these two.
Yeah.
They'll eventually kiss and make up.
Absolutely.
Which they did. And I liked the second time, because we saw Regina. She apologized twice.
Yes.
For trusting Zelina with Robin's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Again, girl, love you. But we've been telling you that's not a good idea.
This isn't rocket science here, Regina.
But at least Regina knew about it, and she apologized not once, but twice. And she seemed sincerely apologetic. She knew her actions, and she was actually really legitimately trying to make up for
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Regina owns her mistakes.
She does.
I mean, we're and, like the Regina choir here, so again, that's no surprise. I know.
But again, it's moments like this with Regina's character where she started off as an evil queen, and she knows her mistakes. She makes... Yeah, she makes up for all of her wrongdoings mm-hmm. and whatnot. This was another moment where she realized where she was in the wrong, and she goes about making it up.
Yep.
Zelina, on the other hand, has not had those opportunities.
Well, and Zelina, it was an interesting journey with Zelina this episode, and I don't love talking about her, but she had a lot to do with it, so we'll go ahead and talk about her.
thank you for the support in live chat, you guys.
Are they sending you condolences?
Okay, I'm not okay yet.
Do you have a mailing address that people can send flowers and,
yeah,
and grievances?
Yeah, AfterBuzz TV.
There you go.
Yeah, check it out on the website. There's our address.
But Zelina kind of did this weird flip flop thing throughout tonight's episode, where it was like, yeah, no, I want this, and I want us to be together, and I want what I want. And then it was kind of like, oh, no, but I don't want too much. Let's not take it all. Mm-hmm. It's like, really, is this the same woman that was raging war on Oz and being a holy terror to everybody?
I think Zelina was more surprised at the fact because, even at the beginning of the episode, Zelina was always like, we don't have to rule this world of Storybrooke. Let's just be together anywhere and be happy and have love and have each other. And then we see, because Hades is so, like, power-hungry and whatnot, it kind of, in a way, reminds me of Rumpel. Like, love isn't just enough. He has to have X, Y, and Z. He has to have power. He has to have magic, you know, to be a full, fulfilled person. And I felt like Hades was kind of the same way. Like, yes, he has Regina. Sorry. Oh, my God, not Regina. Yes, he has Alina. But, and her love at that moment. Mm-hmm. And, but he also just wants to also rule that kingdom.
Right.
Storybrooke. He's not fulfilled.
I don't know why he wants to rule Storybrooke. I don't quite understand that.
The land of the living.
I guess. It's better than the underworld.
Instead of the land of the dead.
That's true. I don't know. It's just funny to me. Like, Selena was content to, like, move to Long Island and
I know.
Have more kids.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, yeah, bye. Bye, girl.
She's like, we don't need to
Enjoy.
Rule.
Let's
we
see
can
if you
just
can cross that
live.
Line.
Yeah, right. Seriously. Go ahead. Walk right to the edge. Let's see what happens.
We know she's been on the other side in New York.
It's
so,
true.
Like, girl can probably find a way to cross that line with Hades.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. But that's not the case.
No.
Because we see, this was just so upsetting. Like, we have to get to it, guys.
I know.
I don't know if I can.
Here's the thing. Like, I saw it coming a mile away, and it was still upsetting. You know, like, I knew it when they were having their scene in the basement.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh, this is too good. This is everything's
too good.
Everything's happy. Two big makeouts, and then it's like, this is not going to go well for you.
No, and like, we haven't had an Outlaw Queen scene in forever.
Ages.
Or just, like, an episode dedicated to Outlaw Queen since, like, last season.
Yeah.
And the fact that we had, like, one good scene of them making up. Fighting, then making up, making out, everything. But then immediately, and I think every line that Robin was saying, I was like, oh, you are so just jinxing yourself.
You're so dying.
Like,
you're
blind
so
luck?
Gonna die.
Blind yeah. luck? No, bad luck.
No, there's no blind luck in ones.
And then when when we see Robin and Regina go into the room because they think that, you know, Emma's outside trying to break in,
mm-hmm.
and Zelina and Hades goes out. So when they go into the room and grab Robin's baby at that moment, it's like, everything's okay? No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not okay.
No.
It's not gonna be okay. Well, so here we finally have this weapon, shall we say, this mm-hmm. Olympian crystal. And apparently this is gonna trump all of our other magic because we've got this thing that now suddenly Hades says, no, this isn't gonna kill you. This is going to end you.
And like a definitive end.
Like you will not exist anymore. And so what I took away from that is you won't, if you are victim to this, you won't exist in any realm. So there's no hope. Is kind of what I got,
mm-hmm.
which we don't do that in Once Upon a Time very often.
No,
it's like
there's every time you see a death, somehow you always see these characters come
back.
They
always come back.
And
they always come back.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I can say it. But we see Robin being very noble, mm-hmm. very gentlemanly, and sacrifice himself to save Regina.
Yes.
Steps in front of that. I mean, that was sexy, but that was so not good.
No. And then, yeah, so then his body falls to the floor, and then the spirit, sort of, we watch it evaporate into nothingness.
We literally see that dramatic shot.
They really
his
milked
face
it.
And her face. And I was like right there with you. I'm like, what?
They really let you have it, Marissa. Like, they let you have it.
I know. They let us all have it. And
I know, but
I
it's just more fun to
it.
Like to react to it as if it was just like a personal assault against you. Like the creators of the show were just like, this is for Marissa.
Yeah. They're literally writing like, oh, Marissa's going to be like kicking and screaming to the end of the days.
Right?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I know.
If they don't bring Robin back in the finale, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose my shit.
I mean, that's why I'm genuinely concerned because of that whole, if they hadn't established this sort of definitive moment that like this thing is more powerful than other things that we've dealt with before. I am genuinely concerned.
I don't know. Oh, I had a somewhat of a prediction. I'll save it.
Save that
but,
one.
But okay. Robin dies, you guys.
I know. He does.
Robin dies. I mean, did you,
The only like bright spot that came out of this,
I can't talk.
Aside from Lana Parrilla's amazing acting. Performance, because she gave you, well, because let's think about it. I know we don't talk about production much on this show, but like since it's just the two of us, when you think about an actress in a scene like that, so she's literally staring at a green screen of nothing, not necessarily a green screen, but she's staring at not his face, like, and watching that
vanish
poof thing that we saw that was so heart-wrenching. Like, she's not looking at anything, and so Lana's giving us this full face, and they zoomed in on that extreme close-up, like her face was the entire screen, and I was like, girl, you gotta just go there, and she did. I was like, yes, that is how you, and when you think multiple takes and all that
she
BS,
had the one tear going on.
Oh, she gave us single tear. She gave us, like, I was proud of her.
I mean, Lana Priya is just amazing.
Well, she's exquisite. She's not surprised, but
everything in the show.
But it was a great.
I can't say enough. You guys know how much I love Regina, and the fact that I can't formulate my words because my mind's all over the place, you guys. But I really liked Hades as a villain, but I hate him not because he killed Regina's man.
Yeah. I mean, he's in real, like, bad territory. We have a lot of villains on this show. A lot of levels of villainy.
He is on the top of my shit list.
He is.
Sorry, you guys. I'm at the point where I'm cursing now.
I did love, though, that the whole sort of button of this tragic scene was the concept that true love is a sacrifice. Because we've had a lot of, like, we throw true love around a lot. And it was like Regina finally definitively saying, like, no, true love is sacrifice, period. Mm-hmm. End of discussion. It's sacrifice.
And Robin's always been a good man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes, he's a thief, but he's always had great intentions.
Yep.
And the fact that he saved himself for Regina, or he sacrificed himself for Regina, it's such an... Robin, why do you have to be so good?
I know.
Not that I want Regina to die either.
No, of course not. So taking it to the beat after... What did you think about Zelina's, like, I'll go ahead and kill my true love because he's terrible?
My question is, I thought it was good, to answer your question, because it kind of showed a character shift within her.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we kind of, I mean, Hades, he's a villain. We knew he was going to have to die eventually. But it was just, like, a matter of how and when. But what my question is, for Zelina, did you... enjoy, I shouldn't say enjoy, that's not the best word, but were you surprised by her change of, you know, her, sorry.
Her priority shift is basically what you're saying.
Yes, pretty much.
Like,
towards Hades. The fact that she wanted to be with him just for love and happiness. And then when she found out that that wasn't enough for him, she turned on him. Did you like this?
I mean, I think that's actually more in her character than not, because I think she saw what her life was going to be if she went down that road, and that he's only going to get worse, not better. And a beating heart doesn't necessarily mean a good person.
True.
So I feel like, but I still think it was a big sacrifice. I kind of think it was, in the end, I think it was the most noble thing Zelina's ever done, to actually sacrifice her kind of shot at happiness, even though we know and she knows it's not going to be perfect by any stretch. But she was willing to, like, give it up to save her sister, so...
I know.
Because if she hadn't done it, he would have prodded her until she killed Regina.
Yes.
So it was him or her.
I am seeing some similarities between Zelina and Regina.
She says cautiously
and
with much hesitation.
I can't even believe I'm saying this right now. It could be because, like, my emotions are literally everywhere and I don't
just
know
raw.
What the hell I'm thinking right now. But it only takes me back to, like, season 2. Mm. Remember when Regina, you know, her man Daniel came back? He was kind of like a zombie in that episode, and he was, like, losing his ish. But we see Regina at the end of that. She, granted, Daniel was her true love, but she killed him.
Yeah, it's true.
And now we kind of had this moment where Zelina killed her true love of Hades.
Yep. Had to make that sacrifice.
I'm seeing a common thread between these two.
I know. And and for the first time, the common thread is not, like, the bad parts of Korra.
Because
usually that was the only thing that united them, was like, oh, well, you definitely have the same mom because you do some crappy things that are similar sometimes.
I know. But, and you gotta remember, because, like, season two was where we see Regina trying to redeem herself from a bad person to a good person. So...
The apology, the Evil Queen apology tour.
I think it was, like, the start of her character becoming good. This could be the start of Zelina
becoming good. Maybe.
Do you agree with this?
I mean, it's fine. I don't really care because she's not, you know, in my realm of central characters that I'm worried about so specifically. I mean, I get that she's Regina's sister, so it's important, but I don't know if I need a whole half of a season of the Wicked Witch apology tour.
Yeah, you know? Me neither.
It's like, I don't need them to do Wicked.
It's so hard because, like, you don't want to be heartless, but you do have to feel for both Regina and Zelina in this moment. They lost both of their men.
They did. They did.
So, yes, heartbreaking for everyone.
Just sisters without their men's is...
Outlaw Queen! I can't! We had it so fast.
This nearly was ours.
And it was taken away from us.
Ripped from our hands.
Zapped from us.
Yep. Poof.
Literally poofed. And then Hades get poofed into dust.
Yes. And then out of that...
Was this a satisfactory death to you?
It was... I mean, yeah, because I did love that she stabbed him with it. It was like...
Yeah.
You're going. You're going down.
Your
Sorry.
Own Olympic crystal killed you.
Yes. Yes. And I did think it was interesting that Gold pulls this piece of the Olympic crystal out of the... Out of the dust, and it's like, no, I told you, this is my kingdom.
I should have, because we should have taken my deal. Prefaced that Rumple, with his deals, wanted to exchange protection for Hades, for the Olympian crystal, and yet that didn't work out. Maybe, what do you think would happen if Hades actually did go with that plan? Protection.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to imagine that.
That's Rumple's kingdom.
There had to have been something shady behind that, too. Rumple would have figured it out.
What do you think Rumple's going to use that Olympian crystal for?
I mean, perhaps to regain control. He's still worried about getting Belle back. I don't know how an Olympian crystal could help in that scenario, but maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Also, my big overarching question with this entire storyline... Is if Zeus is the more powerful brother, why didn't he just deal with Hades, like, ages ago?
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like when you really dislike your sibling or just a family member that you estrange yourself from them, like, don't want any connection. So I can see, like, if they're not in a good place, those two, they're not going to go visit each other.
It's true.
Zeus isn't going to go down and be like, hey, Hades, what's up, brother?
Right.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's true.
But let's try to go back to a happier moment
with
Regina and Hook. I mean, we kind of brushed over it a little bit, but it's not meant to be brushed over because when they were in the tunnel, Hook was like, Regina, you are my future. And this was such a good moment. I was like, yes. They like, even he wants a future with Regina. We could have seen something.
We could have.
I literally put in my notes, I love it. Yes.
Yes. Oh, did you give it? Oh, you gave it a yes. You really did.
And then Regina was like, I am with you always.
I'm with you always.
The best part of this episode.
I know.
Yet to be literally ripped away from us 2 minutes later.
Just taken. Taken.
I mean, that's so mean. Writers. It's so mean.
She's not going to get over this one.
I'm not because I can't.
Our other big thread, though, that we haven't talked about yet is Emma's sort of journey through this episode.
Yes, let's do that.
Which,
go for it.
Which I thought everybody needed to take a moment because they were all treating her like she was a hysterical mental patient.
Well, she was grieving.
I'm like, she's allowed to be sad. Mm-hmm. She's allowed to be upset. And, like, it was literally, like, one thing after another. Like, you know, David's like, you need to grieve. Like, you need to do what other people do. You need to grieve. And then Regina in the next scene was like, you're too emotional. I'm sorry. Right. Like, I can't with you right now.
You can't help us because you're emotional. You can't be a part of this. Like,
I was like, could everyone give the girl a moment?
Like, she left her man in Underworld.
And she has saved all y'all how many times? I know, like, right? Give her a sec, please.
I agree.
But she found her way through this grief. Mm-hmm. And at the almost moment of resolve, the only thing that I was kind of confused about is she asked Mary Margaret for a moment alone at the grave. But then when we panned up, it was Robin's casket that was about to go down.
Yeah.
When Hook came from behind.
Yeah.
So I was like, why did Emma need a moment alone with Robin's casket?
I thought that too, because she went in two different locations.
Yeah, well, we saw her at Killian's.
Yeah, we saw her at Killian's tombstone. Killian's stone, and then went to...
I don't know. Maybe
I think
it was
she just needed a moment.
She... Girl needed a moment.
That was in front of Robin's. I mean, we needed a moment between Regina.
I was expecting her to go all Sally Field Steel Magnolias. Like, I'm just so mad.
Oh my God. You're going to make me cry. Such a good movie.
Just more tears.
I'm an emotional being, you guys.
Sorry, it's okay. Sorry. It's okay. It's all right.
I can't.
We're going to get through this together.
That's such a good movie, too.
It is such a good movie.
You need to watch that.
Yeah, if you really want to break down and cry, watch Steel Magnolias. But yeah, so, you know, poor Emma, but she at least got her happy ending in this episode.
Yes, so Hook comes back. She's happy. I'm not.
Right. I mean, she's happy, but she's still grieving,
like,
the loss of...
She's like, not all of us are okay.
Yeah.
Robin's not okay. That funeral... That was horrible.
We could have had more. I feel like he deserved more. We could have had like some singing, some wailing, some something.
Something more from Regina. I think she's also in shock, like the rest of us outlaw queens are. But we see the sad moment. Everyone's like putting the bow and arrows, the arrows on Robin's. Just milked it.
They really did.
They just tugged at our heartstrings. Oh my God, I can't. I can't say how many times. I can't think straight. I don't know. My notes are everywhere.
It's all good.
My mind is everywhere. But, okay, during this, we see Zelina and Regina. They decide the name of the baby should be Robin.
Yeah.
Did you like this?
The great circle of life. It goes on.
It is. I mean, we had Snow and David's baby named Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Robin's
baby.
The next generation.
Robin. It feels like the second generation gets the same name.
Yeah. Once upon a time, the next generation.
Henry Sr., Henry Jr.
Uh-huh.
And then we had Neil Sr., Neil Jr. And now we have Robin Sr., Robin Jr.
It's all very British monarchy, to be honest. Everybody gets names that are family names.
It's a girl, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was just...
But that's cute.
Called Robbie.
I mean, Robin's a great female name.
Yeah, it's great. I thought it was sweet. Not good enough for this moment because Robin's still dead.
Right.
But so many people were tweeting me over the weekend about teasers of Robin's death. I completely avoided Twitter.
Yeah.
So thanks for the spoilers, you guys. I don't like being spoiled. But I appreciate you guys, you know, reaching out, knowing that I would have some kind of reaction to this. And sure enough, I did.
Continue sending your condolences, please.
Yes, please. I should have wore black, but I know.
Right. We weren't prepared.
Next episode, which is our finale, I'll be wearing black for mourning Robin's death.
Indeed.
Anything else? Anything?
I think that covers our tragic journey.
We saw Merida for a quick
second. Oh, yeah, we did
second.
See Merida. Just she long was, enough for me to bemoan her weave again.
But she played no importance to this episode.
None whatsoever.
And then we see Maurice comes back.
Yeah, Maurice.
For a hot second.
Just, you know, Maurice the florist, because he's not an inventor.
Right.
He doesn't come up with things.
Well, you know.
Bitter party of one. He's a florist.
He's a florist, but great. Hey, in the first season, he had his floral shop.
I know.
Don't forget that.
I know. Still was mad then. Mm-hmm. Mad now.
What was it? Tale as old as... time or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a play on words, kind of remind us. I'm trying to remember. I'm going back to season one.
Right.
But we had Maurice come back for like a minute on screen, not having the best conversation with Rumpel.
No.
Because he doesn't even want to wake up his own daughter because he hates Rumpel so much.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want Rumpel, like, to win at any cost. He's like, I'd rather her be asleep and safe than awake and with you.
I loved his line, though. Like, I'd rather her under that spell than under yours.
Yep.
Like,
bam. Mic drop.
Aw, snap.
Rose drop.
Rose drop. So good. But yeah, do you think Maurice will come back
again? Yeah, I feel
like... they shut that down so fast in this episode, because they said twice, they're like, Maurice needs to be the one to wake her up.
Right.
Then we finally get Maurice, and he says, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, then what other options do they have of waking up Belle?
And then Emma comes in and is like, I need your help. Where have you been? Oh, and then in the next scene, that was a dead end. So I think there's more to that. I don't think we've seen the last of Maurice.
Game of Thorns. Thank you, you guys, in the live.
Game of Thorns, it was called?
Yeah,
I don't
Game
remember
of Thorns.
That.
It was like I remember it was a play on words.
That's hilarious.
Game of Thorns. It is not that show, you guys, but must be once, be once.
Be once.
Be once upon a time.
Yes, don't pollute the chat roll with your Jon Snow theories.
Let's not. Even though I find it amazing how the name Jon Snow was tweeting more than once upon a time tonight.
Well.
Just crazy world we live in.
That's what.
Obviously, I watched that show, you guys.
Obviously.
Nothing against that show, though.
No.
But, yeah, I think that was pretty much it. But, all right.
Well. In all of the sadness and the grief, there wasn't much weavage to talk about, except for just me being mad at Merida every time she's on screen, because I just cannot with that wig. I cannot. Mm-hmm. But my winner tonight, Once Upon a Weave, officially goes to, randomly, Cruella. Because there was something about her, and I'm probably just totally biased by the dim lighting and the martini.
And the red light.
God, she just looked fabulous. And finally that bob was like kind of tight again. And I was like, because, you know, it went through a little messy period in the underworld.
It did.
And it was just...
It's windy in the underworld.
Seriously.
So, like,
but
a lot
she
of
was,
times we saw her outside with the wind.
It was blowing. It was a bit of a mess. She's nailing it. Go, Cruella. You're back on top. The eyebrows, fleek. Fixed.
Yeah, because you weren't liking her last.
I wasn't. I gave her shade, but
yeah,
you know, Once Upon a Weave is fair. We are nothing if not fair with Once Upon a Weave. So I will give credit where credit's due, and I will throw shade where shade is required.
I love it. Cruella is always just great to watch. Yeah. The one more quick thing. The funeral. I don't know why I'm taking it back to a sad moment.
You're just masochist over there.
I'm an emotional masochist, you guys. But there was a quick, small shot of Roland, like the little Robin's kid. It just broke my heart.
Yeah.
And I literally oh my God, I can't.
You might want to save these notes.
I should.
They might be scrapbook.
If you guys want to read them, you should. Robin's dead, you guys. I can't handle this. They killed Robin. Like, what the hell? No. It's like, well, what? Do you think this will send Regina into, like, a whirlwind spin of going back to evil ways?
Well, shall we?
Does this go to predictions?
I think it does.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, no. Nicholas Kelly in the live chat says, Roland is an orphan. That's terrible.
Oh,
true.
It's
That's true.
True. It's true.
Marion's dead. Robin's dead.
Yeah. Bless
Who's
his gonna heart.
Take care of Roland? Regina has to.
Yeah, Regina has to. Sorry, Regina. You're a mom again. Congrats.
Regina has to take care of Roland and now Robin baby.
Baby Robin.
All right. What do you well?
All right. Well, you know, they gave us this like teaser, like, will this tragedy bring back the evil queen? And I'm like, if it does, I'm fine with that. I'm here for it,
because
obviously.
Because we know Regina can come back to good as well.
Yeah, so if Regina wants to get pissed and cast an evil spell, she earned it. honey girl, you work through it how you need to work through it, child. Mm-hmm.
Everyone grieves in their own way.
Their own way. Just please don't kill anybody, because it's like hard to defend that.
Right.
But if you want to get angry and do purple smoke and all that.
Destroy buildings.
Fine.
At the wave of your hand, go
for
it.
As long as no one's in them. You work it out, honey.
Because you can always repair that.
Yes.
This reminds me of Buffy. I do have to mention this.
Oh, yeah. We love a good Buffy tie-in.
Yes. Because, spoiler alert for anyone who still hasn't seen Buffy, what are you doing with your lives?
What are your choices? Reevaluate.
There was an episode where they killed Tara, which was...
Oh, yeah.
And then that sent Willow on a shitstorm.
Spiral. Yep.
She went evil for 4 episodes. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 3. She went evil for 3 episodes. Literally killed people, skinned them alive.
Oh. And let's hope Regina doesn't go that far.
But, you know, like, she had a death in her life, lost complete control, mm-hmm. went completely apeshit. And I think if Regina had that moment, it'd be fun to watch. Hard to come back from if she killed people.
Right.
But it's definitely warranted.
Yes, it is.
It's warranted. And Regina, I'll let you grieve. Girl, we're all grieving. Outlaw Queen. Outlaw Queen. Honestly.
We also have to grieve the hashtag.
I know.
Like,
long live Outlaw
Queen.
Last
anything else? Anything else? Do we think anything else is going to happen? Because it's weird because with...
Belle has to wake up in some...
Yeah, that's got to be... We've got... Because the loose end now is gold.
I think Rumpel, with the Olympian crystal, he's going to try to figure out a way to revive... Belle
and
but
take
that's
over.
Also I think that kind of went back into my prediction that I think I said I thought I had earlier.
Oh yeah.
I think maybe because Robin sacrificed himself in a good way, like I think that could be like a loophole technicality for something to bring him back because he was a good person.
Right.
Maybe this crystal can, because the crystal killed him. Do you think that crystal has the power to bring him back?
I don't know. Because like, the crystal was
can go both
inside
ways.
Him, so it was like through his heart.
But the thing is, we know the crystal can be restored by magic.
Right, because we saw him do it.
Yeah, it was restored by Hades' magic, or is it just magic in general?
I don't know.
Because if they find a way to restore that wand and then restore Robin, I'm stretching you guys.
I mean, it's okay.
They have to bring back Ron. They cannot kill him. They did, but they cannot.
The anger spikes. You're already working through the grief. We're only like an hour into the grief.
I'm in denial I'm in denial and anger.
You're
right
moving
now.
Towards anger quickly, which is good. That's another stage. We might never get to acceptance, but that's okay. We're going to just keep working.
No, I'm never going to get to acceptance. Because honestly, if they don't bring him back in the 2-hour finale next week's episode, that means we're going to have to go the whole summer.
Without
knowing that Robin is still dead. And if they literally killed him for the whole show in its entirety, because they killed Tara, she never came back on the Buffy show.
Right.
It was like she was dead and gone.
Are you going to cancel summer?
Like,
just
no.
Just cancel it.
If they don't bring back Robin, I don't know if I could come back.
Oh?
I said it.
Wow.
I don't know if I could keep doing the show.
Fingers crossed.
If they don't bring Robin back and reunite my outlaw queen.
That's a Marissa Serafini ultimatum, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Writers, get your shit together so I can.
Well, this has been an eventful discussion.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a very emotional person. I'm a Cancer. I can't help it.
It's all good.
In the meantime, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, watching. We had like 200 people watching us. So.
Awesome. Thanks for going on this emotional journey with us.
Very emotional. What is this? Oh, no!
We're just destroying.
Jonathan, you're terrible.
I mean, now just, you know, go watch Beaches and Steel Magnolias. Have a good cry.
I love Beaches. I watch Beaches all the time. And I always watch it at 2 a.m., which is like the worst time to watch it.
Terrible. And then you're sobbing.
And then I'm
sobbing.
You have
puffy eyes the next morning.
It's like wind beneath my wings, man. But where can everyone keep following
me? You can follow me at Blake McIver across the social medias.
I can't with this music. So mean, Jonathan. Thank you. You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV. Send your condolences. Let me know what you thought. Let us know what you thought. Are you as equally angry about Robin's death as I am?
Let us know.
Let us know. I want to know. I really do. And, like, I can't wait to read the comments because it's going to... I'm going to go ham. But you can follow all of us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those fun social media platforms, at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a two-hour finale.
Hooray!
So much excited. More to happen.
Yes.
They better bring back Robin. That's all I'm saying. So with that, we'll see you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.